Okay, good morning. It's good to be back after a long break. And what we'll discuss today is the idea of the fact that we have 2 months with the name Adar in it. And just as Ha'arah that we'll get back to towards the end of the shiur today is the idea that it's very interesting to see that you have 2 months with the same name. I mean, you're adding one more month to the year. You could have called something else. You could have another name to it. Chodesh Eibur. You could have called something. You call it Adar. They have 2 Adar. Adar Aleph, Adar Beis. So let's try to understand a little bit. What is Adar Aleph in Halacha? Obviously in Machshava and Chassidus, everybody speaks about the 2 Adarim, what's going on over here. But this year is focusing on Halacha specifically. How do we know Halacha, the fact that you have another month of Adar? What goes on over here? So the first thing that we have is, let's start with the Gemara in Megillah Davavon Beis, that's the top right. We're not going to see every line over here, but it's just to get an idea, just to get into the rhythm of what the Gemara discusses. What is the other month? So the Mishnah says, "Karus haMegillah beAdar haRishayim v'nisabra haShana." So in those days, they would make a decision when to add another month to the year, only towards the end of the year. So they came Adar, and they read the Megillah there in on Yudalit, and then suddenly they decided to add a month. So you're adding a month after the fact. So you go and you have to lay in the Megillah once again in second Adar. And then Ein Bin Adar Rishon Adar Sheni Ela Kriyas Megillah Matoros Levyonim. The Mishnah ends that the only difference between Adar Rishon Adar Sheni is Kriyas Megillah and Matoros Levyonim, that you don't read the Megillah in the first Adar and you don't give Matoros Levyonim in the first Adar. So the Gemara says, one second. Halin and said the Pashios. Now the Pashios, what's the Pashios? We have 4 Pashios. We're going to discuss Beis Hashem in 2 weeks from now. We're going to go in length into Pashas Zohar, which that's the most important one, obviously. But this week, we're starting with Pashas Shkolim, right? This week or next week? This week. So Pashas Shkolim, Beis Hashem, we're starting this week. So the Arba Pashios start, and the question is, what happens if our Pashas, where do you do it? Do you do it in other Aleph or the base? We obviously know you can do other base. But the Gemara is discussing, maybe you do it other Aleph. Is there a show? Maybe you do both. That's what everyone's talking about. So Amani Masisi Lo Tanakamo, Lo Abloz Vyasi Lo Shim Gamil. Our Mishnah doesn't fit 3 Mandomarim. Now, I'm not going to go to explain exactly how the Gemara goes on, but once you see these 3 Mandomarim, how do they learn the difference? Daniel. You lay in the Megillah first Adar, you lay in again. Why? So any mitzvah that you have in the second one, you have in the first one as well, except Megillah. Megillah is the only thing that you don't have in the first, you have only in the second. No, you don't have to go and lay the Megillah again. Things happen other Aleph, not other base. So Shem Gavlil is the last one. He says, the mitzvahs that you have in the second order do not apply in the first order. Everything that you have, and that's what we're knowing Halacha basically. We do Purim, we do Dara Pashias, we take everything and we push it on to other Shem. Other Arisha has nothing.
That's assuming you know there's another Shani.
Yeah, like today we have.
Yeah.
How you say, what happens if you already did it? But the Gemara says, even if you did it, you have to do it again. The first Mandama says, you could do something as other Arisha, except Megillah. Megillah is not good. And the second Mandama, Rabbi Lazar holds, no, everything goes in other Arisha. That's the 3 Shitas. So obviously we hold like a 3rd sheet that says that everything goes into other Hashem. But the Gemara, the last sentence we just read right now is what? The Gemara says, the Shavim behespid the tainis, shasurim bezeh ubezeh. Hespid the tainis, you can't do that. As we had last week, we didn't have a week, the last week of Shir, so it's like after the fact. But we don't do hespid and tainis on other Arishan, which means for us of Kamina, the main of Kamina is we don't do Tachnun. And we know with these days as a little bit like a more simchadik days in Yudalad and Tisvav Adar Rishon, and that's the only thing that you have those days. That's the Gemara says. Good. Now we'll skip the Bayur. Well, we put it together that the last lines of the Gemara. The Gemara says, what is really the reason that we pushed everything to Adar Rishon? Why did we do that? So the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Avlazo makes a lot of sense why you do everything other Rishon, because the first other you have, you do whatever you can. I don't want to wait. What is the Shigulil's Shita? Why do we delay it to other Shani? So that's a famous answer. We want to make Purim and Pesach as close to each other. So you really could have done other Aleph. You push it to other base to make it as close as Pesach. That's shot number one. There's an extra word in the pasuk hashenis, means the second one. The second one, that's when you do it. So either it is a svara of mismach geula geula, that's where you delay the other sheni, or because it is a xeris akasov that says the word hashenis. Okay, so that's where we delay everything in a second. But as we said, the Gemara says, you don't have hesped the tainis in the first other as well. Hesped tainis is not there. The Rishon already speak about it. So what do you do in other Rishon when comes Purim of other Rishon? What do you do in Purim of other Rishon? So Taisis goes ahead. We have Taisis over here on the left side. Taisis brings that the second Taisis. Ablazo Abayisi saw become a gilut chachil Rishon, and he brings explains Abayisi, and he goes on the fourth line, the fourth narrow line. He says V'yeshen noyagim la'asoyis yemei meshte v'simcho. Someone noyeg to do a simcha, to do a party, to do a Purim masiba on last week, Adar Rishon. And he says, this is not a mashrikin. Right? Because the Pasha of the Mishnah just said the only thing you don't have is Mikra Megillah Matanos Le'Day. Mashra that you do have, Suda. That's what he says. Says to us, let's give it a few lines. I don't disagree. Why? That's what he says. So that's what he brings, and at this ends the last lines. You don't have to go ahead and do a mishteh v'simcha b'adar Rishon. You just refrain from doing hesped v'tainis. So you don't do hesped v'tainis. You're not allowed to be sad. You're not allowed, you know, fast, and we don't do tachron. That adds up to an army hugging. But you don't have to go ahead and do a party. Imagine we have two parties, one in other regional region. It'd be pretty wild. Says no, you don't have to do that. That's what Taisa says. The Rosh on the left side says also the same idea. He says, if you do the Ibur, as the other region, come on Shvat. It says the Rosh, Adar has nothing. Adar is like a regular month, like Chodesh Shvat. Nothing happened over here. And that's what he says, that everything is the same thing. The other Rishon is all the same thing. There's no reason. And towards the end of the Rosh, it says, "Shavim be'ezvi ta'ish asur be'ezeh, p'yushim kuru ha'migil ha'basur, bo'e b'yom yashon ha'asur be'ezvi ta'ish. Ha'b'shah shavim be'ez nil li'shemutu be'ezvi ta'ish kach ni'erili." The Rosh goes on another step. He says, not only that you don't have any simcha, the hesped the ta'ish that the Gemara tells us that you're not allowed to do another Rishon, that's only when... Like the case that you said, that they read the Megillah by mistake of that day. So you know how desperate the tithes. But if like this year, like today, we know that other Rishon, nothing's happening. There's no special din in Purim Kotev. Says the Rosh Purim Kotev is nothing. You're allowed desperate the tithes. It's like Chodesh Shvat. There's no din of other. Right? So Toises is taking it one step. He says, no, I agree with the Rosh. There's nothing in other Rishon, but you're now allowed to do desperate the tithes. Let's chat. What's the idea? If it's not a Purim, why not Hesped HaTainis? If Hesped HaTainis should be a Purim, what is this middle ground? Adar Rishon. The Rambam also brings a halacha like Tosis that you don't have Hesped HaTainis or Adar Rishon. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Beis, there's only two prakim of the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah. In the second Perek in Halacha Yud Gimel, he says, these 2 days of Purim, Asurim be'esu v'tainis echol odom v'chamokam, you're not allowed to fast in it, you're not allowed to be sad. Be'in l'bnei krochim, she'usiv tesvob, b'nei m'nei yor, she'usiv yudal, it doesn't matter if you are in Yerushalayim, or you're here, you don't do Yidalat as well. V'shnei ayom yasus v'tayis b'odor harishoy u'v'odor hasheni. Both months. Both months you have no yasus v'tayis. That's what says the Rambam. He's like Thesis. You don't do Megillah on the other Rishon, but you don't have yasus v'tayis. The Ram, which is right in between this Thesis and the Rosh and the Rambam, he really has a problem with it. So I don't understand, how can you have this, you know, this middle ground? Says the Ram, he says, what's the reason? He says, he brings over here, nearly the Ainu time of the law, my name is Surah Spurim, she was killing Gemara, then Hesper Betainis, there was a Shavim. We just said you're not allowed to do Hesper Betainis on Purim Kotim. So therefore what? Kuloi Masha Surim Bezeh Bezeh, for also Bezeh Betainis, Mesimcho Mishta Nothing. How do you know you're not allowed to make a Tainis on Purim? Because it says in the Pasuk, that you have to, okay, that you do the Yom Ayom Elayin, you do it, Simcho Mishta. You have to make a party, so you can't be sad. That's how you know that Purim is a special day. So if you say that you now do Hesper HaTainis in other Rishon, so Al Korcho, you have to do Mishta V'Simcha. That's what he says. Can I remember Gemara Simcha Lamed Shosur B'Hesper, Mishta Melamed Shosur B'Tainis, Ta'ini Ki Yuvo Iker Ki Yuvo D'Sudi Yaseiro. Says the Ran, I have to get drunk. Another reason to do. Oh, Shad, I mean, so he says maybe Efshar Merabon, and not the Korma Dover Gam can't show you live with Sudi Yudah Shavish. I hold, says the Ran, he should do also Purim Kotel. That's what you do. Now, I should have bring it here, I apologize, I didn't, to the Shulchan Aruch. We have the last Simen in Shulchan Aruch in Orachai. Shulchan Aruch, it's the last Simen in Mishnah Berurah, because Mishnah Berurah only wrote in Orachai. So the Shulchan says, "Yudal v'tesa shvod the rishon ain noiflim apreim." You don't say tachlim. Ve'inu mizmor yachal shemir tzara for osprim besed hesper v'tainis. Now I'll do hesper v'tainis in the yudal that's all that we have in the first month. Have a shadvarim ain noigvem. Ve'yel shorim yudal hesper v'tainis mutar. Some say hesper v'tainis also mutar. So he brings the sheet of the taste of the Rambam that say you have nothing but Hesper Betanis. In other words, you can't be sad. Then he says, the Rosh says, everything, not even Hesper Betanis, there's nothing. There's nothing going on in other Rishon. Says the Ramah, Yesh Oyrim Shechayav Laharbris Vemishte Vesimcha Biyudal Shehodar Rishon. Some hold you have to make a Seudah, and you have to get drunk, you have to drink in other Rishon. Feinogim Ken. You don't, we don't do it. Says the Ramah, and that's how the Ramah ends Shulchan Aruch HaRachai. Make a little bit more of a suda. Kedilat says, "Yidei machmim v'toiv leiv mishte tomi." He brings a pasuk. The prisoner's happy. He's always doing parties. That's his mashma. And all the sekelim and the sifri machshava and the sifri chassid is having a field day over here. Why does the Ramah end the toiv leiv mishte tomi? What does he want to tell us? Well, be happy the whole time. After all, we have to be sad. What does the Torah? What does the Torah Mishnah tell me? The Tzaddik has a few shtiklach about it. What does the Torah Mishnah tell me that the Ramah is referring to over here? How does he end the Shulchan Aruch HaRachai? But the pasuk of Shas, when you just go read, it says he ends with a nice pasuk. Says, you know, you should always try to be married if you could be. Simcha, it's a good thing. Okay, but so the Ramah himself disagrees with the Ran to do a seuda on Purim Kotel. So the question comes back. Well, the Ramah is knowing, that's what he paskins, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in the first Shita. He brings up the second Shita, but the first Shita, which is the Ikar Shita, they all say, under Rishon, you have nothing but the Asu Be'asur HaTayis. And the Shaila is, so what is it? Why? What happened? When we celebrate Purim, we celebrate Purim and Adar Sheni. That's the main Adar. That's what we do all the mitzvah sayyim. That's what we do our Pashyas. It's all has to do with Adar Sheni. It means Adar Sheni is the main Adar. So L'chura, you should choose either or. Either like the Rosh that says Adar is really Shvat. We call it Adar, but it has nothing to do. You don't. You have no serving. There's nothing going on over there. Or you say, actually, you have to do a meal at the run. But we have a middle sheet. You don't have Esu V'tainis, but you do have... You know, there's what that is. Anything else is no other mitzvah. Say. What shot in this other vision? So that's question number one.
How would the rush hold for? How about Tainus Esther? How about the you know?
In other vision, nothing.
Nothing. Same. Nothing.
Yeah. Nothing. Around. Yeah. That's what I get to. Now, so that's error number one. Error number two, very interesting. I want to find it because it's like the middle of nowhere, and it's the middle of the Hilchos Megillah in the tour, and it's not brought down the Shulchan Aruch, so it's like, you know, it's like in the middle of something. The Torah says in the end of Siman Tov Reish Pei Ches. Siman Tov Reish Pei Ches is speaking about, I'll just give you the title to the Tov Reish Ches, is regarding Krochim Ukovim Chayim Moshe Shabino. The halacha of Yerushalayim, basically, that you lay in Tzvot. So in the end of the tour, he brings the following. He says, Karu Ba'adar Rishon, Ve'achaka Ro'u La'be Hashana. That's the case that we saw in our Gemara. So you lay in the Megillah on the first Adar by mistake, and then they added a month. Karim Moshe Ba'adar Hashem. Now here, look what's going on over here. You have two Gersois in the Torah. You have two ways how to read the following sentence. There's one you read with the parentheses, and another one with the brackets. So the parentheses you read like this. Aval, ha-parshios she'asu ba'adar rishon, ein tzorich lachzor lachzor b'sheni. The Arab parshios, if you want to end in the Arab parshios, other rishon, you do not have to go back and say another sheni. That's the original Gersa in the Torah. And that's the original Gersa the Beis Yosef had. The Beis Yosef goes out in the beginning of his chat. It says, so who are you talking about? If you remember, the Gemara we just read in Megillah brings Machlokes of Shirmin Gamliel and Tanakama. And the Gemara understood in the beginning that Tanakama holds Arab Parshios could be done in other Rishon. Only thing you do in other Sheni is Mikra Megillah. So that's the Shita. But then came the Beis Yosef and says a mistake. You have to correct the Gersa, and the Gersa is like we have by us in the brackets, which is the exact opposite. If you did the Arapashis too early, you go out and do it again. And he brings the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef has a sefer called Bedek HaBayis, which he wrote later, and he wrote his commentary on the tour called the Beis Yosef. And later in his life, after he finished the Beis Yosef, he came and added something called Bedek HaBayis. Beis Yosef, Bedek HaBayis, checking out the others, additional notes on the Beis Yosef. And the new tours, they've already printed out all together. So the Bedek HaBayis says, he brings the first one, he says, so look over here how the Beis Yosef had in the beginning. Karu Adarisha, 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 Mishna Perekam. V'dag B'nei Magmoro, how the deal could go in the beginning, how Lian said the Pasha, Zev as a Shavim. Parshas you could do in the first one. Klemishim korar parshas berishon ain't soich likoris of Hashem. If you read the parshas too early, you don't go repeat. That's the mistakes you learned originally. Then he came out and wrote the Bedek HaBayis, and the Bedek HaBayis he writes the following. So he says he brings the Gemara. My name is Zilat Kalav Lazo Rabbeis. Zilu Shugam Leil. Umasing the Masir Shugam Leili. The Rav Lusir parshas ain't korar berishon korar b'shem. The maskar of the Gemara is that you don't do it in the first. We have to delay it. Because therefore you have to correct the Torah and say that's what he says.
Yeah,
so
he
that's a very, very good Arab. In 2 weeks, I want to get much more into it. But you see from our Gemara, this is really not a taina on the Torah. It's the Gemara. The Gemara that we started with today brings the three way sheets. What do you do? And let's say Tanakama, what are they old? Arapash, you do other rishon, including Zohar. Furthermore, Rabbi Shapiro always speaks about it in his shirim. Again, not going to Machshava, but he asks a question. Pashas Parah, what's Pashas Parah? What's Pashas Parah about? You prepare something for Pesach. What's Pashas HaChodesh? Pashas HaChodesh is Pashas HaChodesh Nisan. How can you do that in other rishon? How's the Sheikh other rishon? It belongs to other Hashani. You speak of HaChodesh Nisan, which is coming soon. So that's a good child. I don't know, maybe we'll touch about it soon, and we'll speak about it in 2 weeks a little more. We have to understand how the Arab Pashas connect together, but for you see specifically from this Gemara, clearly, the Arab Pashas have to do with Chodesh Adar. Now with Purim, and now with Pesach. And the question really is, which is the Chodesh Adar I can attach it to? You're right. I want to get to that, but it's a the Chur has to do with Purim. You see, like, no. Arab Pashas is Avad connected to Purim. We put it together, but it's a Chodesh Adar. And you could add a Zohar and Chodesh Adar Aleph and Purim and Chodesh Adar Beis. In theory, there's a Mad Dabo holds like that. And a Kama holds like that. So, therefore, or at least you can have it in practice. So the might say, it's a good halacha. How does all these things belong? You have a specific timing. But you see from our Gemara in the meantime, that the Arab Pashas connect to Chodesh Adar. And the question is, what is Adar? So the Rosh says, are the other Aleph not Adar? other Aleph, other Arishin, the first other, is not really a other. It's really like Shvat. That's what the Rosh says. It's like Shvat. It's another month. But most Rishonim hold, it's not. It doesn't have any of the halachas of other, except Hesped Vatitis. So we ask, what does that connect? Now, just do you have, you see in the Torah, there's two Gersars in the Torah. And there's a discussion, what happens to the Arba Parshis? Can we go ahead, La Locha, do the Arba Parshis in this month instead of next month? Two Gersars in the Torah. You have to understand what shot in the two Gersars. In other words, how can you have, just to emphasize, that there is a sheet in the Torah that wants to say that you could do the Arba Parshis in the first month? Why? It's not, like you say, it's not Purim. Purim is next month. So why the Arab Pesach should be another Aleph? How do you explain that? Okay. That's question number two. You see, the Gemara, the truth is, this idea of two Adarim is not only in the Gemara in Megillah, it's a Gemara in Nedarim. The Gemara in Nedarim, the Samet Gilom Aleph, speaks about a Nedar. And the Gemara says like this. The Mishnah says, Koinem Yain She'ein Nitoim Lashonu. Person says, I'm not going to drink wine for a whole year. Then they added a month. Osur bo ubi iburu. He's osur until, including the ibur. Okay. Adrush chodesh, adrush adar, until the beginning of adar, which adar? So adrush adar harishon. It means adar harishon. Atzif adar harishon. So our Mishnah gives us this difficult source in the Gemara over here, as we know in Masechet Nedarim. But our Mishnah tells us that other means other Rishon. The Gemara goes on and says, Almos stama the other ka'oma Rishon. You see that when you say stam chaydish other, what is chaydish other? The first one. Leim astisir abyudi. So who our Mishnah is abyudu. The Tanya says in the Brayso, so other Rishon, koisev other Rishon. Other sheni, koisev other stam the Rishon. When you write a star and you want to write the month, which one do you write? So he says, the first, when you get to other Rishon, you write other Aleph. Other base, you just write other. That's where Meir holds. Have you done Meir? No. Other Rishon, Koisev Stam. Other Sheni, Koisev Tinyan. The opposite. Other Rishon, you each write Chodesh other. Other base, you write other base. That's where Meir holds. So the Gemara, Machlokes with Meir, Abiyudo. What is Stam other? When I say other, what do I mean? Do I mean the first other or the second other? Rabbi holds the first, the main other is what? Second other. Rabbi Yehuda holds the main other is what? The first other. I'll ask you a question. Based on what we know that we're noyik, what other is some other?
Second.
We don't do really any other issue. The chur should have been halacha pshuta. What's the main other? The second other. The chur look like her mayor, right? That's what you would think. So here comes what you mentioned, the halacha that's brought in Shulchan Aruch regarding a yortzeit. Now, this is more of Chassidish issue, right? What do people do in yortzeit? Do they do a fast or they eat? Eat. So yeah, so that's the big difference between a Litvak and a Chassidish guy. What are you doing in yortzeit? So the halacha is what people did. What was the minug? Is when a person went ahead and had a yortzeit, he went ahead and he did a tainis.
He
didn't eat. He fasted. So they say that what people used to do, I heard that, so I didn't see a reliable source to that. What happened was, is that people were trying to be poided their tainis with a siyum, like you do tainis b'chayrus, before Pesach. So they went ahead and started doing a siyum on the tainis, and then eat. After a few years, a few generations, the food remained, and the siyum was left, fell off. So that's what, so you have a piyum, you do a tikkun. You go ahead and do a tikkun. That's why I heard you have to check out if there's a source of it. But the ma'aseh of Shulchan Aruch brings this minug. So what do you do with a yortzeit? You do a tainis. And a person is mekabel on himself. It's like almost it's like a nether. That when a person's father or mother or anybody else in the family was nifter, and he was mekabel himself a yortzeit, he basically is doing some kind of a kabbalah to fast on that day. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tuv Tavkuf Samichet, it's in the left side of the page, Kishero yoyim shemeis oviv oimoy. Be'odor. The father was nifter chodesh adar. Fashanu muberes. So when and that year was so and then the year the next year was the yortzeit was the shanu muberes. So says the Shulchan Aruch is ane be'odor hasheni. You do tell odor hasheni. Why? Like Rameir says the stam odor is odor hasheni. The father was nifter in odor, so odor hasheni. Hagah, zok the Ramah, v'yesh oimim disane berishon. Zok the Ramah, no, the first month. Im loy shemed shas ibur, v'odah sheni da'azog in the sheni, unless he was nifter on other base, so in the year it's other base. But if he was nifter in regular year, the yoytzer will be other aleph. So the Ramah v'chen haminog misanes berishon. That is the Ramah. You should do the first month. Miyush machmir l'sayel b'shtem. Add the Ramah. Some do both. And we'll get to it in a second. It's both in Ajastam as the Goyim learns. But the Ramah learns that which one is the yoytzer? What's the main minog? The first. Like what? Like a mutter that says stam others other aleph. So if person was nifter and other, so then what do? You do the yoytzer. Another aleph. How does that fit with what we do? We make everything on the base. How do you fit into other aleph? What's that? And that's what Moses not lachah. The yurtz will be other aleph. The nice thing, another thing, which Baal Shulchan Aruch later, and we do it as well, is like regarding the zayin other when Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter and zayin other. There's a minug in Klal Yisrael to fast that day, or at least to do some yurtz, right? And the zayin other. Which other? Other Rishon Sheni. It's the same thing. It's rather than the minhag is to do other Rishon, not other Rishon Sheni. For Zayin, other Moshe Rabbeinu. So you see again the same idea that the other Rishon is the Iker. That's the main other.
Connected to the
Golden Pesach,
that's what changed the difference.
Okay, good. So you want to say it's only Din Purim. He wants to say, because we learned in the Gemara, right, it was Magdim Ulu the Murukhar, Magdim Geulu, Espis with Geulu. You want to put Geulu together, Menachem is other Rish. Okay, so I want to get there, yeah? No, that's what we have a Kaish. Kaish is 11 months. That's a, I'm speaking about a Yartzer, 3-4 years later. Yeah, when the Yartzer comes.
Time.
No, but when you speak it 4 years later, yeah, you see, back to what he said. 11 months, right. That's a Tuhisha time. But when you're speaking about, he's 5 years after the Ptira. You have a Yartzer. What is the Yartzer? That's a Shadow. So you're touching upon what I want to get to. We're going to Gula Gula. We'll get to it in a second. Again, here you see the just to point out, which is the exact opposite of the Rush. The Rush says other Rishon is nothing. It says the Rabbi Adarava, we do Yurtz and other Rishon. Finally, and here is where there's a little problem, what do you say, is the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch regarding a, what's the other Nafkimina with a date?
Bar Mitzvah.
Right. I mean, someone would say birthday. So today is very negia because the Shalom Bayis is based on birthdays, right? Shalom Bayis. Forget the birthday, right? So Yesh Machmir, as the Ramos says, to do both. To do both. But the Nefkrina Ha'aloch Gabi birthday, the only Nefkrina we have is a Yurtzat. It's a Bar Mitzvah, sorry, it's a Bar Mitzvah. Zog the Shalom Bar Mitzvah, Simon Yonei, it's the bottom left. First of all, he starts with a very famous case. How can it be, the famous riddle, how can it be two boys, one is born earlier than the other, and the Bar Mitzvah, the second will be before the first. So that's how the Shalom starts. He was born in Chavtes Adar Aleph. Mishana Muberes. The next one was born on Rosh Chodesh. Later. Shana Shlosh Sa'in Muberes. The 13th year is not Ibur. Or you should be Smithishalada Rishon, Sechlam Tia and Smithishalada, he has to wait till 29 other, because it's regular other, Shana Shlosh. There's been Shlosh. Why is the Shalada Rachav, the one who was born after him, Mechadada Shani, Mishlosh Shana, Kevan Shigi Echabod Shlosh. So that's the interesting Shchanach, the riddle of if he was born in Chodesh. Says the Ramo. You want a regular other. Comes the Bar Mitzvah. Where's the Bar Mitzvah? Knasa Bar Mitzvah Mishnasa Ibur. Einoi Nesa Bar Mitzvah Ad Adar Hasheni. Says the Ramo, you don't wait, you don't do the Bar Mitzvah until Chodesh Adar Hasheni. That's what we do, and that's what we know today as well. All the Bar Mitzvahs are, there's almost, regular year, there's almost never a Bar Mitzvah of the Aleph.
It's because there's a suffix. So you want to be,
suffix, the Chumrah. The Chumrah, we have to do much more.
Yeah. No, you can't do a Bar Mitzvah before it's time.
Wait a minute, Gruth, you can't lay in the Torah. You can't lay in the Torah, that's the only thing.
Right.
But you should be chayav and everything else. It's a bit of Kamina. You should be chayav and mitzvahs. The chumrah person, if a person is bar mitzvah maybe a month earlier, is a yudrav kibina. Everything else, he has to be chayav and everything, and all the mitzvahs and averis.
You can't start early. You have to wait till the second one, and the things you have to be careful.
The Ramah doesn't say that. It doesn't. So you should have rushed on a side that bar mitzvah the chumrah. The Ramah doesn't say that. Ramor says he becomes bar mitzvah other sheni. You should know that we have a minug to put tefillin early, right? For Nick, 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, different minug. But Nick, you don't have to put tefillin until 13.
Right.
So according to Ramor, Ramor doesn't tell him he put tefillin earlier. Ramor says he doesn't become bar mitzvah until other sheni. No, chilukin. Einoi nase bar mitzvah adoshi. Good Yishev said, lechumra yinod misofek adoshi. And say that. Einoi nase bar mitzvah adoshi. So what's that? So what is it? It's adoshi adoshi. How do you put all that together? How do you put that together? So to understand that, we have the going. I brought you a very big portion of this going. The going is very long. It's also only half of it. We're not going to read everything inside. But maybe not at all. The Gaon starts with this halacha, the idea that we have in Yortzeit. We said that the Yortzeit needs to be in Odor Aleph. Why has it to be Odor Aleph? So the Gaon brings, he brings the Machlokes from Rav Yehuda, and he says that the Shulchan Aruch holds like a mayor, the Stam is a mayor, Kumash Kadosh Shulchan Aruch, Amal Kol HaPoiskim, Chol Kuol of Kumash Kosov Barosh, Ve'aran, the Aruch Kab Yehuda. Okay, he brings all the Shittis, and he goes on, Kutzer. And then he says, "Oy kosam ma'aril." That's the third line. Just we quote this the ma'aril in the third line in the Gaon, towards the end. Ra'ayo imashe kosu prekam de megillo dei lav mismach gilu geulo. That's what you said. If you don't put geulo geulo together, pour close to Pesach, istabe time in lasas meishim. So really, Purim should have been other out. The only reason for other base would geulo geulo leaf. So you see, the really what's the main others? Other out. That's what brings the right. That ain't big otherwise. And the Gaon ends and says, I will call Rayasim Einom Nirim Li. I disagree. Says the Gaon. And he goes ahead to make his whole mahalach on his own. Which other is the main other? Right? And he wants to go ahead and say the following thing. I just want to see what I want to quote inside. He says, right? He says, so. Okay, so let's see what they're going outside, because it's very long, and to choose the right line. The Gaon goes on and says the following. Says the Gaon, no. And this is a story that the Gaon, not all the Achorim agree with it, but at least the Gaon gives us a direction to try to understand how you put all that together. And this goes back to the first question that we asked. Why is this additional month called Adar? According to what we do, according to the Rosh, it could have been called Shvat Beis. Could be called the Chodesh Ivor. Why is it called Adar at all? Says the Gaon, the fact that it's called Adar, we have Adar Aleph and Adar Beis, means they're both Adar. They're both Adar. It's a double Adar. What?
Pick Adar to add the month, not something else.
So why the reason is because you want to come before Pesach. It has to be before, you add it before the spring. And we learn it from Sukkim also as well. That's all. Well, you add it on nothing to the year. He says the Gaon, the Pshat is Adar is 2 months. It's not that we have a random additional month that we add to the end of the year. But Adar is duplicated. You have a double Adar, and it's called Adar. You have Adar Rishon and you have Adar Sheni. It's 2 months of Adar. That's what it is. He goes on to bring this whole idea, the question that the Ran said. That you don't do Hesped V'tainis in other Arishim. Why don't you do Hesped V'tainis in other Arishim? Says the writer, I don't understand. If you don't have Purim, why do we have Hesped V'tainis? If you have Hesped V'tainis, why do you have Purim? Where does this come from? So the Gaon goes on and he says it in two different ways. I want to bring the just to understand his idea. Other is double. And whatever happened in the first other happened in the second other. Whatever happened in the second other happened in the first other. It's other. It's not another month. It's not just an additional month that we add to the calendar. It's the other being done twice. Chodesh other is being done twice. That's what the Gaon says.
Extending it to 60 days instead of 30 days? Roughly.
No, you just do it twice.
Same.
Why? Because you have the date. Yeah. And here's where the Afkamina comes. Says the Gaon, what do you do with a Yortzeit? A Yortzeit has to do with the day of the month. That was a day in that month. The Yortzeit of a person who's Nifter in Gimel Adar. So Gimel Adar is his Yortzeit. That's the day that, you know, if you want to go, the Shabbat comes down, whatever, the Aliyah of the Shabbat is that day happening. Gimel Adar is happening twice this year, says the Gaon. Gimel Adar is happening twice. It's not a longer month, and it's not just a random month. It's the love happening twice. So he immediately says the guy and I hold, but you have to do your side like the remote ends twice. You have to do it twice. Why? Because other is happening again. The whole other is happening. Hi, so if so, why don't we have Purim? Why do we have Purim? So now we have what the Gemara said, like you mentioned before, Mismach Gula Gula. We have a kind of smart that we need to put Purim as close as possible to Pesach. And we have that the idea.
What about
Purim? Oh, 1 second. So we'll get to the second. We have to do Mismach Gula Gula, that's why. But in Chanami, we do have something happening in the first other as well. And here is something which the Goyen says a little different. It's very interesting. According to this Goyen, we can understand why we're also behesped with a tinis in the first other as well. Why as well as tinis? The Goyen goes on and adds one thing. The Ran asks the question. Says, how do you know you're also behesped with tinis? How do we know that? Because it says in the Megillah, Simcha Mishneh. So how can you be also behesped with tinis, but you don't have to do a meal? You have to do a Suda. It says the Ran, it can't be. Says the guy, no, there's another source. You're missing a source, he says to the rat. There's a source, the Gemara brings that ham with base. They should have bring it over here again, it was not on the sheet. That ham with base, the Gemara brings a quote from Megillas Tainis. What is Megillas Tainis? Megillas Tainis was a sefer that they put there together all the days that you're not allowed to fast. And this sefer was Nignas. They hid it. But the Gemara does bring a quote. And the Gemara says, the Gemara brings a quote, it says, it's Purim. Should not do Hesped. That's the only thing the Gilstein says. It doesn't say to do a party. It just says don't do Hesped. So he says the Goyen, the Gilstein tells you days which are special for Am Yisrael. Nothing to do with the mitzvah sayoyim, nothing to do with the mitzvah purim, nothing to do with what we have to do. Just the days that are special, because those days things happen which were very good for Am Yisrael. Yudalad and Tesvav of Adar are special days. Because they're special days, you now do as we have times. In which other, Adar Aleph, Adar Beis, says they're going both. They're both. Because Adar is just repeating itself. Hi, what about Purim? Purim was Chazal told you to do to have Mitzvah Gula Gula, or if you want to make it even stronger, the Gemara says the second shot is Gzeiras HaKosov. The Kayim Yisimei Purim Hashenis. The word Shenis is the pasuk is coming to teach you that it needs to go ahead and be the second order. Gemara Megillah. The Gemara is the pasuk in Megillas Esther says the words Lekayim Esigeres Hapurim Hazois Hashenis. So the Gemara learns the word Hashenis is extra. Hashenis did you do the second month? So that's the Gemara. Either you Mismach Gula Gula or you may Hashenis.
So according to the Gong, there will be no Hespedim in Adar Aleph either.
Right.
Just a continuation. It's
exactly
one and long Adar.
And that's what it means, because the Gemara that Hashem brings Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis tells you days you have to be, you know, it's a special day. You don't go in and do sad things over there. You doubt in Adar Aleph is also not, it's a happy day. You don't do Mitzvah Sayayim because Mitzvah Gula Gula, Mitzvah Sakasum. But Adar is happening again. You don't do Esmer Tainis. Now it makes a lot of sense. That's John the Ryan on Esmer Tainis. Says the Goyen, that's why you have to do your side on both ones, because they have it twice. You could maybe explain according to that, maybe. But the Ramal that says to do only the first Adar, so then I think someone mentioned over here as well, is that, you know, you don't have to, even though Adar is coming twice, you take, you know, the first one is the one that we do the action, the main things. So we do the one of the main things, and you're not going to say the Yortzeit happen again. Maybe that's what Ramal holds. So the Ramal says that's what you do the main one, the first one.
Well, maybe you only have to do it once, so it has the effect.
And it has the effect. Though one of the reasons they say, what's the pshat that you have to do anything in Yortzeit, so we have to be tainis. So it's well down that day that a person had an avelus, it's a bad day for him. It's a bad omen, we call it that way.
He
should have a tinus. So maybe if you did it once, you're already a Mekayim. You know, you can explain the Ramal. The Goyen says, no, it's me twice, because others happen twice. But that's how the Goyen explains it. And then it gives us a shot at how you do the Olaf. That's maybe also the reason that the tour, there's a tzad to say, that if you did Arba Parshias in the first month, so it's okay. So we said it's a Bechlekes in the Gemara, and the Bechlekes says it's a mistake in the Torah because it doesn't make sense. Now, the Gemara and Maskana is that Arba Parshias have to be the second other. But it could be the reason why, if other is other, and Ira Paj have to do with other, now with Purim, as the Gemara says to Akama has, we don't pass like that. But if you, there is a concept you could do Ira Paj with other, and other is also other, says the Torah, okay, so, you know, we don't do Purim in the other, we do it on the base. It's basically Shita Stata Kama and the Gemara over there. I don't, but I could do. I could separate the Arapashias from the Purim and the Mitzvayim, because Mitzvayim is a special halacha. Mitzvah Geula, Geula, there's a kosher. But what's other? Other is twice. So if I did Arapash, we have to do with other in the first month. I'm also yet. That could be that as well.
According to the gun, you have to do it twice.
No, because so you was according to the standard Tanakama, you say the Arapash is other dafka and not doing the Purim. I hear the shine. Why don't you do that?
Right.
No, it's still connected to Purim. The question is, according to that, Takam is not connected to Purim. Mai says that Takam of Chazal to do it. Chazal we were talking only once. Now, so, okay, it's a good challenge. According to the goal. Oh, so one thing. So now we have two things. We have the Yurt. The Yurt said we said other Aleph or double. Bar Mitzvah, other base. Where's other base? You want a Shachid, according to the Amor, is other Aleph. According to the Goyim, maybe twice. You have twice you do Bar Mitzvah, but what is other base? So here comes, the child is very precious. Avadai, the date is a specific date. When I have a date of a Yurt Sen, Yurt Sen Bar Shabbeinu, Zayin Adar. What is Zayin Adar? Zayin Adar is a specific date in the year. Zayin Adar. What is Zayin Adar? How long did it pass from last Zayin Adar? I couldn't care less. Is Zion other outside of the base? I don't care. But when you speak about years, then it's something else. Years, I'm counting a full year. When we add a month to the year, then the year becomes longer. And that's really the Gemara Nedarim. Because that same Gemara Nedarim said, that Mishnah we learned. Go back to the Gemara Nedarim. The Mishnah brought in the beginning. I'm not going to drink wine for a whole year. So even though he did the takana in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you don't say after the end of Adar you're done. You say you have to go till the end of the year. Hi, that month is an additional month. No, but when you add it's like the concept called Ibur Yar, meaning that you're adding Isabra, is Loshon Isha Mu'ber, is a pregnant woman. It's the same woman. She's just a little bigger. The year is the same year. Does the year add another month to the year? It's 1 year. It's not a year plus a month. It's part of the year. This year, when you have an equal year, instead of being 12 months, is 13 months. That's it. A person did a nether to have a year not to eat. The year includes the equal year. It's 13 months. It's said to Rosh Chodesh Adar, a specific date. That's the second part. Everybody agrees with that. That's the Mishnah. Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar. So then the question is, Adar Rishon or Sheni? When I say other, what does other mean? Other Aleph, other base, because it's Ramey Rabbi. But if I said a year, a year includes other.
So the kids are not 13
yet. Oh, 1 second. He says when the garden, when you have the idea of the Bar Mitzvah, the garden adds, he says, I want to tell you what we're talking about. How do we know the Bar Mitzvah is other or Sheni? Says the garden, the same garden that says the other comes twice. So the garden brings the very famous Yerushalmi, the Rav quotes it as well. The garden brings it over here. He says, Shasta Hebrew in the bottom. He says, Kemoy Shikasu Be Yerushalmi. Perikama Dixus. Omar Biabi. Ekro Le Lakim Elyoin Leel Goimir Alai. There's a pasuk, I David Hashem, who he does things based on me. What does it mean? Paskimo Shonim Vyoim Ekod, Penim Lochim Bezin Laabro, Habisulim Choizim. Pilav Ain Abisulim Choizim. Meaning what? That's a Yerushalmi. Shalmi says there's a miraculous thing happens every time Bezin and Mekadish the month. Or Miabi the Shonim. What is that? We know the Gemara in Ksuba says that when you have a young girl below the age of 3, so that the Yerushalmi, a girl under the age of 3, her Bisulim come back. If she lost her Bisulim, it comes back. The blood. Okay. If she's above the age of 3 and she lost it, it doesn't come back. That's the rule. Below the age of 3, it comes back. Above the age of 3, it does not come back. What happens if the Bezin came and decided to add a month to the year? She turns 3 2 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Suddenly came to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We were celebrating her birthday, and Bezin decided to add a month. So what will happen that month? Will her blood come back or not come back? Says Yerushalmi, the blood will come back. And what happens if Bezin decided not to add a month? The blood will not come back. What do you mean? It's nature. How can you do that? That's what the Yerushalayim brings the pasuk Kehel Goyim Erolai, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is creating, he's moving the system of the nature based on what Chazal are making. You are making nature. You're creating it. That's a big thing. And obviously, Machshavah, you can't attach it to Purim. The Purim has to do with all these things. But that's the idea, as Yerushalayim says. Says the Goyim, that's exactly the point. You see from the Yerushalayim that 3 years old is based on the second month. Because you added a month. Says the Yerushalmi, she's not going to be a three-year-old until you get to the other base. So that has to do with it. Why? What? Again, what does that have to do? It has to do with years. A birthday, you're not celebrating the day of the birth. It's not a yard site that you say, oh, that day is something special. We're celebrating the amount of years that passed since the last time. And 3 years, 30 months. So if a person was born in Adar, the end of Adar, and Kaan comes Adar base, you tell him you're not turning, your birthday doesn't come until the end of Adar base. You tell the wife, there's no two birthdays, there's only one birthday. It's the later one.
You try that.
It's the later one. Because why? Because when you're speaking about Shnois Oilam, how do you count a year? The year doesn't end until the second Adar. When you speak about the date of the month, that's Adar Aleph, or double. Right? That's the Ramah and the Goyim. Either it's Adar Aleph Davka, or it's double. So that's what explains the whole idea. So Arba Pashya is, we go, our minigs do everything Adar base. All the mitzvahs of Purim. And Shirin Gamliya Pashya, as you mentioned before, attaches everything to Purim. So Arba Pashya is, the mitzvahs of Purim, everything is to do Adar base. But everything has to do with not mitzvahs of Purim, like Hesper Betaynus, or a yard site, or the yard site of Moshe Rabbeinu, that did is Adar Aleph. Or according to the Goyim, is both of them. When you speak about years, you count the year after year, then you go based on other days.
So the kid is born Adar Aleph, and the Bar Mitzvah works out Adar Aleph. He's still going to go to base.
No, so that's a good point. That's as far as you go Adar Aleph to Adar Aleph.
Okay.
And you do go to Adar Aleph.
You don't go with the years.
No, because there you say that's his year. You know? He was born on Adar Aleph. That was reflected on him. His year ends every year Adar Aleph. Every year we don't have Adar Aleph. So he has to go to Adar. You know, if every year would be 13 months, he would be on that month. But when I go ahead and I divide, Adar is one Adar, divide the two, I have to end the year. The year doesn't end today. What? If he was born on Adar Aleph,
that year. I thought that year is 13 months, so if he needs to be 13 in 1 month.
No, but he was born, his date of birth.
Depends how you look at it.
Right.
Last year is not considered a whole year, because that last year is and only 13 months, so he didn't finish.
No, so the regular Adar is going to become a mitzvah, the regular Adar, even though past, oh, like he was born Adar Aleph. The next year is become a mitzvah Adar. Or his birth will be Adar. The year after his birth will be Adar. Then you have Adar on the base again. So then he goes back to the original one. You know, it's something to think about. Because Chesre, how do you look at it? Do you look at it as a one complete year? Or you actually look at the year as a cycle?
Yeah, you just told me that the year is seen as 13 months. That's a year.
100%.
So that year is 13 months.
No, from
all, do 12.
No, for Adar Aleph to Adar Aleph is also.
Yeah, that works also. But there's also the concept of that year he didn't finish a year.
The answer to the Chur will be the Adar Aleph.
Not 12 months.
Right, but Adar Aleph to Adar Aleph, in theory, is going to be always a 12 month cycle. Just happens to be the 1 year
stop. That's a short cycle. That's you're hitting an anniversary.
Then,
you're not finishing the year.
You say we
do all their things. I'll down. We do. We make all that. That's the shchulok we had before, right? We say
that's for anniversary.
That's what it is.
But a birthday is an anniversary, or a birthday is a year.
But that, you know, that's something to think about. How do you cheshbon it when you do from Adar Aleph and another Adar happened in the middle? Do you look? I think the main way to just to and without end is that you look at it that he was born Adar Aleph. And every year you're looking for the Adar Aleph, I can't find it, so I do Adar. I sell on Adar. But when I add back Adar Aleph, then it goes back. Or you say, no, Adar becomes Adar, then it's something else. That's it. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Very good.
The caterers
say, next week, Be'ez Hashem, we'll start the halacha support.
Good.